My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, welcome aboard. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I encourage you to get it. You'll be able to find it later on. It'll be up for on the podcast. You can get it at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Remember, two things to do. One, please share the program with your friends, with your family. Tell them about Chosen Generation Radio. Tell them to go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We have programming up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through our partnership with TECN-TV. You just click on the little arrow there at the top front page of the screen, and you can watch what's going on. And we've got great programming that you can partake of. So we would encourage you to do that. And then the second thing is, would you consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee? Just buy me a cup of coffee. It's like we're having a cup of coffee together, and you say, hey, Pastor, I'll get that. I'll get you a cup of coffee for you. $3, $5, whatever you might spend on a cup of coffee. And donate it at Cash App, $ Pastor Greg, CGR, $ Pastor Greg, CGR. It helps us with regards to advancing what we're doing here on the radio program. It also helps us in particular with what we're doing in advancing our mission in India as well. And folks, a lot of people don't realize how important India is relative to America and what's happening in the world. India truly is, with its large population, 1.3 billion people, India is the second most influential country to China in the world. It's what China considers to be its greatest threat. Yes, the United States, but really they consider India to be a gigantic threat. We have a tremendous relationship with a lot of folks over there, and our ministry in Punjab is making a massive difference, but it can make an even bigger difference if you'll help us. Again, Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, or paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. If you want more information on that, contact me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. My sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is now a host here on TECN.TV. That's TECN.TV. You can watch him right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com at 6 p.m. Central. That's 6 p.m. Texas time, 7 p.m. Eastern. I welcome Pastor David Lowry. Pastor David, welcome.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Chosen Generation family. I'm proud to be here today, and I just thank God every moment that I can wake up and get to try to do it all over again and make it all right. Thank you for having me this morning.
My sincerest pleasure. I just thought of this, and I felt like it was... This would be the appropriate place to make memory of this or memorialize. A dear pastor friend passed away this past Thursday. Pastor Henry Adams Jr. of Believers Christian Center. He was the senior pastor there. One day short of his 75th birthday, transitioned to be with Jesus, this past Thursday. And I just want to honor him for a moment. He was, an incredible man of God. He'd been ministering for 60 years. He was a faith preacher, powerful faith preacher, words of knowledge, healing, signs, wonders followed him, authentic guy. He actually, I was with him, not last Friday because I was in Chicago, but the Friday before that, I was with him in Fredericksburg, Texas at a small meeting that he conducted. And he testified in that meeting that he had come, and my wife bore witness, to the hospital when I was in my accident. And he said, I prayed over you. He said, you probably don't even remember that I was there. But I prayed over you, and he said, and I'm going to tell, and he told the people in the room, and I'm going to tell you, I really wasn't sure he was going to make it. I mean, I had never seen anybody as banged up and as messed up as this man right here.
Look what God can do.
But he said, I prayed and believed by faith. I didn't say there wasn't a mountain. I just said, okay, well, God, you can move this mountain, so move the mountain.
That's right.
And he watched me, and I got up, and I walked around the table and walked over to where he was at, and then he proceeded to pray over two of my daughters and my son. And I'm incredibly grateful that we had that very precious time. So my tribute to Pastor Henry Adams Jr. of Believers Christian Center in San Antonio, whose memorial service will be this Friday evening at the church there on SWW White Road in San Antonio. And 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. will be that service. If you knew him, I encourage you to come and celebrate his life. He died, last thing, he died on the phone praying for one of the women of Aglow. He was in prayer, literally praying about going before the throne.
That's right.
As he left this earth and went before the throne.
You know, that's, if you want to go, that's the way you want to go.
Mm.
In his presence, talking about Christ. Well, that's the way to, that's a warrior's death right there, man.
Yeah.
On the battlefield and just die right there and go on home, man. That's great, man. My condolences to his family, you know.
Absolutely.
Baptist Church here in Chicago.
And
we'll keep them up, keep his family uplifted in prayer.
Amen.
So, my brother, what's going on?
Hey. All right. So, I wanted to talk to you. So, Kanye West in the news. Of course, Kanye West in the news because looks like he's going to buy Parler. So that's a big story. But another thing is the George Floyd family, is deciding that they're threatening to sue him because he was doing an interview in which he talked about the impact of fentanyl and methamphetamine on Floyd's death, and that the medical examiner said that was, you know, they would have considered it in an overdose. That the fentanyl and the methamphetamine, not, you know, taking away from any of the other actions that went on or any of the other stuff, but that the actual, what was going on in his physical body and what was discovered, the levels of methamphetamine and fentanyl that were in his body were enough to kill him. And the suggestion is, and this is according to, I mean, there's an article in Epoch Times today talking about it, the article makes that statement. It says, here we go. Well, now I keep spinning by it. Okay.
All that billions of dollars that Black Lives Matter made off them. George Floyd death just wasn't enough, huh? Somebody told the truth. He was a junkie. He was on drugs. He got arrested and he put himself in a position. So I'm not going to memorialize him like he's a hero. He was no hero at all. He doesn't deserve to be in the same breath as a Dr. King or a Malcolm X, because the movement that he created was not for Black folks, but for gay folks. So Kanye, I stand behind you 100%. If he took fentanyl and all the rest of the stuff was in his body, yes. What contributed to the fact that he was already darn near dead, but the fact that he lost wind with the knee finished him off and it was an overdose, all of those contributed to it. But, you know, this family should really take what they have and sit down and shut up. This guy was not no pillar in the community. He was not no person that was running around helping old ladies across the street, carrying groceries or painting fence. This guy was a junkie. He was old, riding a bicycle. The things that he did was he brought on himself in his life. So I'm not going to sit back here and say, well, because they told her they rioted, Black Lives Matter riot because of George Floyd. Black Lives Matter riot because they wanted to make a statement for the gays. They wanted to trick people out of money like they did. They used George Floyd as a pawn to make money off of it. So if George Floyd family feel that they need to come after Kanye West, another Black man, for what a junkie did, then I know Kanye, brother, let's go on and take them to court. Let's go to court and let's put the truth out there. Because if the coroner said that he died of an overdose and contributing to the loss of his breath with the knee, then it wasn't totally the officer's fault, but he was already on his way to hell with all them drugs in his body. So let's not get it twisted. America, and to the patriots across this country, we should be darn well tired of all of this foolishness that the left and the Democrats are doing. We was talking about this on my show last night. So folks, tonight, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. TECN TV, we keeping it real, 100%. But we should be darn well tired of all of this new reset that they did with COVID, with George Floyd death, Black Lives Matter. All of this was about the New World Order. This whole thing with these homosexuals in the schools with our kids, this is what this was all about. And we should be standing up, because I'm telling you, if my kids is in the school system and something like this happened, I might forget who I am, and I might be down at the school, and it might not be pretty.
Well, and brothers, you know, this, man, folks, you need to listen to what Pastor David is saying. This is why I love this man. As a matter of fact, it's so funny, because you go to my Facebook page right now, you're gonna see a picture of us together. That's my picture. And I love that meme. What do you got? You got, Glover, right? You got Glover laughing. Glover laughing. I love it. No, listen, you know what? It's so important. We got to speak. I was going to ask you my follow up, and then we'll talk about this on the other side. I know we only got a half hour today, and we'll get, but you got a whole hour. You can get into because you'll take some of what we talk about, and you'll go, oh, by the way, I want to make a further comment about that. But here's the thing too. I want to know, why is it that the black community allows for the Freddie Grays, okay, and the George Floyds and the whatever, the Michael Browns? Why do they get to be the figureheads that lead to the riots that seem to be, because then for the rest of the country, that's the image. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years, I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My friend, my brother, Pastor David Lowry Jr. is with me here. So, Pastor David, I laid this out, the question being, because to the average middle class, quote-unquote white American, they look and say, well, you know, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, George Floyd, I mean, there's, you know, that is that representative? Are these the heroes of the black community?
Well, let me say this to the American people. In the black community, you're seeing only maybe 3 to 5% when you see the George Floyds and you see the Michael Browns and all of that. Just like the middle class white families, middle class blacks, they work hard, they go to work, they send their kids to school, they live just like you do. They go to the mall, they do everything, the same thing you do. But the media does not portray that. The media portrays a Mike Brown who's at the store trying to steal cigars out to smoke some weed, okay? The media is not portraying the kid that's going to school, getting an education, getting a job and all of that. But this was all done by design. See, I see a lot of things now what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama took Mike Brown case. That was when basically Black Lives Matter got introduced to the world off of his death. And it continued to be that way, even up to George Floyd, even to things right now. But the most saddest thing that we're seeing right now is this. And that's the American people should look at our situation. Look at what this idiot has done in the White House. He has used all of these deaths, George Floyd. He launched Black Lives Matter. He launched Antifa. They've been tearing up cities in the name of these people who put themselves in harm's way to die. Okay? George Floyd is no hero in the black community. Michael Brown is no hero because these so-called what Barack Obama and Black Lives Matter created these heroes to make money off the black community, to make black people think, oh, well, they love us. Well, if Barack Obama loved black people so much, and if Black Lives Matter care so much, why didn't some of the money that they stole out of the people's mind and put in their pockets, why haven't they reinvested into the black community? Why haven't they come to Chicago or come to Texas and start opening up centers for the black kids who don't less fortunate? See, so that was a bunch of BS. So these are fictitious, supposed to be heroes for the black community. And I want white Americans to know there are no heroes in our community. And we think the same thing that you think because they were not productive citizens of this society.
And, you know, let's talk about something that should have been discussed and was pushed off the pages. During the Ferguson riots, there was a 9-year-old little girl named Jamila Bolden. Jamila Bolden was shot dead while lying on her bed doing her homework. A bullet came through the wall of her home and killed her. Because of the rioters that were rioting over a criminal named Michael Brown. How that should have been a story. And the other part of that story, David, is that those kinds of shootings are going on in black neighborhoods every single night, and innocent children and people like Jamila and her mom, who was also wounded by that same bullet, are at risk of dying senseless, because criminals are running free and Democrat policies are releasing them, no cash bail, putting them back into the street, and basically giving them a license to commit crime. Final thoughts.
To the American people, let us wake the hell up, okay? We can already see what the Democratic Party has done to this country. After they tricked everybody into thinking Trump was a bad man and they got him out of office, that's all they wanted to do. And now, Americans, look at us. Look at our country. Our schools are being overrun by homosexuals. Gas prices are going to be up to $7 a gallon. This man has dementia. He has no idea of what's running this country. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama and them are all sitting down in the basement down there with old Joe, and they're the ones who are telling Joe what to do. So to the American people and patriots, we see what they've done. They're trying to take our Constitution away. They're poisoning our children's mind. I don't know how we gonna sit here and allow these people, y'all weak Democrats, independents who voted for him, soft rhinos, whatever. Y'all see what happened to our country by putting your faith in the Democratic Party. And I'm telling people, let us go to the polls. We have to. We have to stop the New World Order. We have to stop Joe Biden and the rest of these clowns who are destroying this country, who continue to lie and steal, send money to other countries, and won't even give the American people a dollar of their own money so that we can survive. So if we see this, all of this has happened, what are we going to do? We need to go to the polls. We need to get every incumbent out that's been part of this, these Democratic governors, these Democratic senators, all of them who participated in this, to the American people. They got to go, because if we don't get them out in the midterm and finish and get Joe Biden and this barmaid with those knee pads on in the White House, if we don't change it right now, this country is gone, because it's already the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And if we don't understand, we got the same God that destroyed Sodom, Mike's back in the day, he's going to do it right now, because they're doing the same thing. They're in the schools indoctrinating our children, teaching them how to have weird, lewd sex, and all of that. And to the American people, this is where we stand.
And we will have more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. You can watch Pastor David Lowry right here on TECN-TV. Watch him here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We have the player, and you can watch him right here at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, at 6 p.m. tonight, Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And coming in here shortly, I believe Mr. Rick Manning will be joining us. He is having a minor technical glitch, it looks like, but we should be able to get him on screen here in just a minute. As soon as he pops in, I'll let you know. Hey, listen, I want to give you some really good news, by the way. If you are concerned about gasoline prices and you're concerned about how much money you're spending on gas, I've got some really good news for you. These are called Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global. greenfueltabs.shop. greenfueltabs.shop. Let me make sure. I'm pretty sure that I'm giving you the right thing there. Yeah, greenfueltabs.shop. If you go to greenfueltabs.shop and get signed up, and get some of these tablets. A matter of fact, tomorrow on the program, I believe Ken Thornburg is, or I'm sorry, next Tuesday. That's right, next Tuesday. Anyway, next time Ken Thornburg is on with us, he'll testify to this, but, he's saving like 25%. I've got a video of a guy that saved, in between 23 and 25% on 4,100 miles. He did a 4,100 mile, research test. And with that 4,100 miles, he was able to, give calculated detailed data and show how he saved so much money. And, look, we're all looking, basically he said it was over a 3 month period. He saved, $248 over 3 months, in addition to the fact that he had free gas. So he, it was free gas plus he made $248. And you figured that, you know, over the course of a year, that's $1,000 you put in your pocket. Plus you're not spending any money on your gasoline. Not a bad deal. All right. Let's see if we can get, oh, there he is. I messed it up again. Hey, brother.
I'm looping. I'm supposedly entering into Zoom here any second.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. Well, welcome aboard. While that's happening, what I wanted to ask you questions about is the FISA thing. I thought that was a worthwhile conversation to have. And then you guys put out another piece. Let me see. Here we go. And we should talk about the amount of oil that Biden is pulling out of our national reserves as a result of having completely messed up the Saudi Arabia conversations. And I don't know if that wasn't intentional, but why don't we start with FISA?
Okay. Start with FISA. It's a has this Zoom thing kicked in yet? Because otherwise you're gonna get a picture of my ear.
No, I kind of got a picture of your ear. But I don't think you're coming. I don't think I'm hearing you on Zoom. Hang on a minute. Talk. Are you there? Yeah, I don't. Okay. So
join
I
join audio. No, hold on.
Okay. Now it says connecting audio. Now it's telling me you're connecting audio.
There you go.
All right. So how's that?
Don't think my video is working yet.
Talk to me on your on audio on Zoom. Can you talk to me? All right, I'm not hearing you on Zoom. Are you on your phone?
I am on my phone.
We may need to hang this. Okay, I don't think your microphone can do both. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up. Yep. We'll do Zoom.
You on Zoom? Sure.
Here we go. Okay. I now hear you on Zoom. You're breaking up a little bit though.
Okay. Well, I can't do anything about that, but I'm sitting in a room in a building that I'm so I'm no control over the fact that I'm
you know what then what we probably should do is go back to the phone because you were crystal clear just on the phone. Let me I'll call you on the phone.
Hello.
Hey. All right. I'm going to end the Zoom and let's just talk on the phone because you're crystal clear. All right. Okay. So talk to me about FISA. What do we need to know about this, about FISA? Because this is one of those deals where they're basically adding things on to what they're trying to pass. Is that more or less what's going on?
We sat down and we tried to figure out, you know, how do we deal with this problem of an out of control, DOJ that goes in a seek and destroy mission and uses what was supposed to be a safeguard against domestic spying, the FISA court, and has become nothing more than a rubber stamp. And the FISA court gets reauthorized every 5 years. Next year is when FISA court gets reauthorized.
Okay.
So it has to be, so it goes away if Congress does not affirmatively vote to keep it. What we're trying to do is begin the process of with all these people are frustrated by the abuse of power and say, here's a legislative point
right.
where Congress has to act where we can take actions to either reform or get rid of the FISA court altogether.
Okay.
And that's going to be a big battle, with Republicans presumably in control of the House of Representatives. If that occurs, Jim Jordan's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and he's going to be responsible, at least partially responsible for this FISA reauthorization. And so what we need to be doing now is saying to Jim Jordan and the Republicans and Democrats, because Democrats have civil liberties concerns about it also, that this is a system that has become a rubber stamp, and we need to create safeguards in the system that it isn't abused in the future, or we need to eliminate this ability for the FBI to go to a special court outside of the public purview and be able to get warrants against people for seemingly unending periods of time to engage in a mass spying operation.
But the other argument that they're going to say is yeah, well, but look what, you know, Durham didn't really uncover anything. I mean, it's been admitted that the FBI did inappropriate acts and did inappropriate things, but nobody's being held accountable for it. And the only thing Durham's gone after is individuals that supposedly lied to the FBI, but all not guilty verdicts, more or less, because they were coerced by the FBI and told that they should lie.
Well, the key thing that what Durham did is he determined that he wasn't going to be able to get guilty verdicts.
Okay.
So what he did is he used the Danchenko trial, the one that just concluded, to lay out the FBI's dirty laundry and how they didn't, and the Mueller investigation's dirty laundry for that matter, and how they did not pursue the origins of the Steele dossier, how the FBI either had to be dupes or complicit in everything that was going on. And since he was getting zero cooperation internally at DOJ, at Department of Justice, he made a decision that the best he was going to be able to do was to get it on record of the failings of the FBI.
Right.
So then Congress, when they're funding the FBI, can sit there and try to hold them accountable based upon what Durham put on the record. And that was the Danchenko case, essentially, Danchenko said, you know, I didn't lie to the FBI. I told them the truth. Well, and the jury agreed. So what does that mean? It means that the FBI deliberately covered up, you know, he told them the truth, which means they covered this up.
They manufactured the story.
They manufactured the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really finding the Danchenko innocent is actually finding the FBI guilty. But a simple example, there is a somebody who's working trying to get to the origins of the Steele dossier, which, as people remember, the Steele dossier was. Patrick, do you have music playing?
I do, because we've got about 20 seconds before we go out.
Okay. Very good. We'll talk Steele dossier. Essentially, the FBI chose not to get to the origins of the Steele dossier, yet they continue to use it to persecute President Trump for over a year. That's
right.
What
Durham uncovered. Which means that it was obviously, you know, the FBI was acting politically, even before Joe Biden made them his Gestapo. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm with Rick Manning right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Rick Manning, President, Americans for Limited Government. Get more at getliberty.org. That's getliberty.org. Also at the Daily Torch. And, I got up and kind of ran around for a second, folks. I got a little out of breath. Anyway, so Rick.
Hold on, hold on. That's a miracle in and of itself. That is a miracle in and of itself.
It is.
Out of breath. Out of breath is a good thing. People need to appreciate getting up and running around for a minute or two is an active miracle right on the TV screen, right over the radio. So
yes, sir.
Let's appreciate that and praise that.
Amen.
Not the out of breathedness. Anyway.
I was going to ask you about your thoughts on the whole oil thing. Cause I think a lot of people may not realize how dangerous it is that President resident Biden, the tyrant and the tyrants there are using up our oil reserves and remembering that we're not producing. I mean, the reason they're doing it is because we're not producing because they shut all the pipelines down. So we're not producing like we could be. And therefore they're tapping into our reserves. But talk about the impact of that.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve was set up as a national for national defense purposes to make sure that our planes that we need for national defense fly, the ships that we need for national defense are able to have fuel, and that we couldn't be blackmailed by a foreign power cutting off energy supplies. It became really important post the oil embargo. And what Joe Biden has done is he's drawn down the strategic oil reserves down to the lowest level in 40 years. And he is, and he's going to continue to do so in an attempt to, offset, Saudi, production cuts and production cuts out of OPEC between now and the election. That's his goal. The thing that we've learned about this is that unlike what we think where, oh, this is going directly into our refineries and is producing, and we're basically getting oil for free on our refineries. What's actually happening is we're selling the oil. The U.S. government is selling the oil on the world market. And so we've been in, you know, we don't know what's happening with this oil that he's going to release this time, but we know that this oil has been sold to China. We know that this oil has been sold to countries around the world that it isn't being used for domestic purposes. It's being used on the world oil market to try to manipulate the world oil price per barrel on oil. That's what it's doing. And the fact is it has the estimates I've seen is it's got about a 5 to 10 cent per gallon at the pump impact in terms of the impact it has. But we're running out. We're at the low end of it. We only have 20 days of oil at the current consumption level, U.S. consumption level, oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And job one, when the Republicans, if they take control of Congress, is they're going to have to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and pay, you know, $80 a barrel, $100 to $100 a barrel to do it. And it's going to be very expensive to unwind the dangerous situation that Joe Biden's created put in for political purposes.
Well, and the problem there, I would think, would have also a lot to do with the fact that we are not producing because he's shut down our drilling. So there's, I think that's important to understand too. So this is raw crude that then has to be sent to a refinery to be turned into a usable consumer type product. And so the issue here is that yes, we have, refineries that are active. But what we don't have, or what we have in a reduced form, is the number of pumps that are actually pumping oil up out of the ground. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, well I think it's complicated. In the last few months, oil production pumps have started pumping because the cost of oil got so high.
Okay.
And in spite of all the regulations, they just returned on a bunch of pumps, in places like Bakken and Eagle Ford in Texas. And so we're producing oil again. The challenge with fracked oil is our refineries are not set up to handle that kind of oil. So we end up exporting that oil and we end up importing oil that we actually can refine with our current refinery capacity. So it's complicated, you know, like in all these things, it's always a little more complicated. Okay. But the bottom line is the damage that Biden's doing is not in the oil production. It has been in the oil production short term, but he's stopping the development of oil for 3 to 5 years from now.
Wow.
So that is there. That's where the danger beyond the Strategic Petroleum Reserve being tapped and run down to basically running down to about a quarter tank right now. Apart from that, besides that, he's making it so their energy production future, not today, although somewhat today, but more importantly, 3 years from now is dramatically diminished. Because simple act, Keystone XL pipeline right now would be completed. Okay. It was scheduled for completion by right about this time, maybe about 3 months ago. If it had continued along on its, on the track it was on, was that it's not completed. So what does that mean? It means our capacity to get oil from the Canadian oil fields into our refineries, and it's the kind of oil we do in fact refine.
Right.
We don't get to do that. So it's an opportunity cost loss. It's a denial of an ability to actually access oil resource that is available to us. And that's the damage he's doing. It's not short term. There's damage being done, but the real damage is long term because he's making it so our future oil will produce the future and make us more dependent in what we're, if he were to have one, rather than the damage he's doing right now. And that's the actual danger of what he's doing is he's doing to the oil industry what Obama did to the coal industry and making it so it is not as profitable to pull it out of the ground and we're not going to have investment into it. And if you don't, all you need to do is listen to Chevron CEO who came back and said, I don't think any new refineries are going to be built in America because the people don't want them. Meaning the climate change people don't want them. And as a result, Chevron, one of the biggest oil companies in the world, one of the biggest oil refiners in the world, is not planning on expanding their building new capacity at a time when we desperately need new capacity built.
It's a real conundrum for us. And the other problem is that it puts us at great risk when it comes to, you know, our foreign relationship, right?
From a national security standpoint, it's a disaster. We've seen the supply chain crisis and what happens when when we can't get things off of ships and, when we're dependent upon a supply, oil from abroad, we're dependent upon the ability to control sea lanes and keep them safe so oil can get from Saudi Arabia to Galveston. So we're dependent upon that. We're dependent upon Saudis being willing to send oil to Galveston. We're dependent upon a market that are likely use the term enemy, and they think they're our enemy. We don't claim them. China will be demanding, will be going to Saudi Arabia and say, give us that oil, sell us that oil. And so, and it's a shorter trip from Saudi Arabia to China than it is from Saudi Arabia to Galveston. So,
no doubt.
And if Saudi Arabia does not view the United States as an ally, as a necessary ingredient to the survival of the House of Saud, if they view us as an enemy, they have no incentive whatsoever to not basically turn the world oil market and basically put their thumb on the scale to make it as a Chinese-driven market rather than a U.S.-driven market. And when that occurs, we have lost our major competitive advantage in the world stage on the economic level. And it is a financial disaster.
All right, we're out of time.
Country.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.